rare blue moon lunar eclipse that hasn't been seen in 35 years is coming soon. Here's what you need to know. By Melissa Chan. The moon will appear larger, brighter, and reddish-orange for some skygazers later this month when a total lunar eclipse occurs during a blue moon and a so-called supermoon in what scientists say is a rare occurrence. Much of America could witness the January 31 celestial spectacle, which is a collision of multiple lunar events, according to Dr. Noah Petro, a planetary geologist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. Many have begun calling the combination a super blue blood moon eclipse. On that night, there will be a total lunar eclipse, which happens when the Earth passes between the Sun and Moon, blocking sunlight from reaching the Moon. The lunar eclipse will occur at the same time as a blue moon, a term given to the second full moon of a given calendar month, and it will be considered by some a supermoon, or a full moon that's closer to Earth than usual and can appear slightly brighter and larger than normal. A lot of things are happening at once, Petro said. It's a cool event. The last time this cosmic coincidence occurred was 35 years ago, according to Ernest Wright, a programmer in the Scientific Visualization Studio at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. While some reports say such a sky show hasn't happened for more than 150 years, Wright and Fred Espenak, a famed eclipse expert and retired NASA astrophysicist, said the last total lunar eclipse during a super blue moon was on December 30, 1982. Here's what else to know about the upcoming total lunar eclipse, supermoon, and blue moon. What will we see during the total lunar eclipse? Don't be confused by the term blue moon, which has nothing to do with the color of the moon, scientists say. In fact, the full moon will appear red or burnt orange hue, which is where it gets its blood moon moniker. NASA says this happens because the indirect sunlight that reaches the moon during a total lunar eclipse first makes its way through the Earth's atmosphere, where most of the scattered blue-colored light is filtered out. The moon could also appear blood red, dark brown, or gray. The exact shade will depend on global atmospheric conditions, like the amount of dust in Earth's atmosphere, at the time of the total lunar eclipse. Petro says there's a very small chance a total lunar eclipse during a blue moon could even appear to have a blue hue to it, but that would depend on a massive volcanic eruption happening beforehand. Particles and plumes of ash clouds from such an eruption could scatter away red light, according to NASA. Whether you'll see the show also depends on local weather conditions, since cloud cover could partially or completely block the spectacle in some areas. During a supermoon like the one that took place Jan 1 of this year, when the moon was closer to Earth than it will be for all of 2018, the moon appears about 15% larger than usual and 30% brighter, Petro said. Some scientists only use the term supermoon to describe the single closest full moon in a 14-month cycle. But NASA uses the term more broadly to describe a full moon that occurs within 90% of the moon's closest approach to Earth, according to Petro. Because the moon's orbit around Earth is elliptical, its distance from Earth is not fixed. Instead, it fluctuates between 225,600 miles and 252,100 miles on average, according to Wright. When will we see the total lunar eclipse? Sky watchers on the West Coast and in the middle of the U.S. will have the best chance at catching the total lunar eclipse if they are early risers. Residents in Australia and Asia will get a really good view as well, Petro said. But people on the East Coast will have a less impressive view, since the lunar eclipse's totality will occur as the sun is rising and the moon is setting, Petro said. Overall, totality will last for about 1 hour and 16 minutes. Petro said it starts on the West Coast at about 4:51 a.m. PT, and last until about 6.07 a.m. PT on January 31. On the East Coast, the moon will be completely eclipsed starting at 7.51 a.m. ET. People willing to get up early, Petro said, will likely be rewarded for their efforts. I hope the people who had the chance to see this eclipse really take it, he says. Go out and look at the night sky. When is the next total lunar eclipse? The next total lunar eclipse can be seen on July 27, 2018 on several continents, including South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia. The event will be visible again in America on January 21, 2019.